Note the quote of the week. It was said by Barbara Streisand and her husband Elliot Gould. They issued an announcement that they were separating and said, "We are separating to try to save our marriage, not to destroy it." What are they saving it for? Posterity? And maybe it's a new plan. You have a marriage without any of the bother of being married. Well, maybe she needs the extra closet space. We need music. Alan Copeland singers, take over.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and
weekend, I'm smoking more and enjoying it less. Why? Because Monitor's feature story is smoking. As you know, if you've been paying attention to your labels, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health. Now, the Federal Communications Commission has proposed a ban on cigarette advertising on TV and radio. Here is a sampling of public reaction to that proposal. In Houston, Texas, we asked, should cigarette ads be banned?
No, I do not. I don't think that the government or anybody else has a right to tell any person what they want to do. What they're trying to do is predict for you what you might die of, and they can't do that. I don't think they can. I don't know what else I can say for you, but I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, the thing about it is that this cancer scare is, there's still no cure for it, and there's still no absolute proof that cigarettes are the cause of throat cancer. People die of throat cancer without ever touching a cigarette. That's just my opinion. I hope it helps you out.
I used to smoke and I quit, so I think everybody should do what they want to do about it.
So in other words, you don't really think the advertising should be banned?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it shouldn't.
I believe that everyone has their
every corporation has their own equal opportunity to advertise. That's some of the, that's the advertising is what pays for most of your programming. But otherwise, you have pay TV.
I just wanted to ask you whether or not you believe cigarette advertising should be banned from radio and television.
No. You want to know why? Because people are going to smoke whether they hear about it or not, because they're already hung on the habit, I think.
Well, of course, I'm a smoker myself, but I think that probably it should be. But I'm a smoker myself, so I couldn't go too far with that question. Thank you.
Excuse me, ma'am. I wonder if I could ask you whether or not you believe cigarette advertising should be banned on radio and television.
Well, I tell you the truth, but I don't even smoke. I don't even know what to say about it.
Don't have any feelings about it one way or the other?
No, I sure don't. Sure don't.
I wish you were. I don't smoke. Don't think anybody else should.
Ma'am, I wonder if I could ask you whether or not you believe cigarette advertising should be banned from radio and television.
Well, not being a smoker myself, I couldn't say very much about that. However, I don't think it's good for one to smoke too much.
Why should it be? What's wrong with it? Tell me, what's wrong with it?
I'm waiting for you to tell me.
There ain't nothing wrong with advertising it. It's not against the law. I don't see any reason why.
Public reaction to the FCC proposal to ban cigarette advertising on radio and television. The proposal was passed by a 6-1 vote. James J. Wadsworth dissented. Why? We asked him to explain.
I don't think there should be a ban by FIAT of the FCC. I think this is strictly a matter for Congress to decide as representative of the people. I imagine we have the legal right to put some sort of a interdiction on certain kinds of programming, including commercials, but we've never gone anywhere near this far before. And it seems to me that it just isn't wise to step in the event that Congress lets that ban slide and go as far as this.
FCC Commissioner James J. Wadsworth explaining why he cast a dissenting vote to the proposal that cigarette advertising be banned on radio and TV. Meanwhile, yesterday, five radio stations of the Strauss Broadcasting Group canceled cigarette advertising during general non-news programs. They will allow them from 6 to 10 a.m. and during their daily newscasts, however. Next report in Monitor Survey from Canada.
My eyes are dry, my love, since you've been gone. I haven't shed a tear. I'll never cry, my love, though every day seems like 100 years. For I'm just a fool who clings to his pride. But when I'm alone, I can hear the sound of rain in my heart, of the tears that I hide, and it tears me apart, 'cause I keep them inside. From the sound of the rain in my heart. How could I know, my love? I was a toy, only a game to you. How could you go, my love, without a thought of what I'm going through? How can I forget I still love you so? echoes each time that I hear the
Sinatra, Rain in My Heart. You're on the Moon at a Beacon.
Canada's young Minister of Health, John Monroe, a two-pack-a-day man himself, announced that he was quitting smoking when he released the first of a series of biannual reports listing the various brands of cigarettes with their tar and nicotine content. Canada's two major cigarette companies, Imperial and Rothmans, appeared stunned by the vehemence of Monroe's attack, claiming the indictment came at a critical time when the industry had hoped for a cooperative atmosphere in which to discuss the problem. Monroe's campaign, however, is apparently not aimed at stamping out cigarettes altogether, perhaps for obvious reasons. Alcohol may produce alcoholics, and cigarette smoking may produce lung cancer and other diseases. But they also provide a big chunk of government revenue. And like any other government these days, the Canadian government needs every dollar it can squeeze out. It collects 3 cents on every 5 cigarettes, and that represents an annual haul of about $280 million. Liberal backbencher Barry Mather, now with Monroe's blessing, has been leading the fight for 3 years, urging new laws to curb cigarette advertising and empower the government to restrict the amount of nicotine manufacturers can put in their product. And being underlined is the staggering statistic, staggering at least for a country of about 20 million, that the cost of smoking and welfare payments, lost working time and hospital bills, is estimated at $500 million a year. Anyway, at last report, Monroe was sticking to his pledge of giving up cigarettes, at least in public. He's almost always seen puffing on his pipe, sometimes viciously. Bob Hesketh reporting from Toronto.
Well, of course, a pipe isn't smoking. It's just a lot of busy work to keep your mind off cigarettes. More rain, friends. This time, that's Sleepy Lee singing about it.
I open my eyes. Slowly I waken, only to find my dreams are lies, my lonely heart. Here comes the rain, I see it falling. Here comes the rain into my eyes. The sky I know is blue, darling, but now that I've lost you, isn't it funny, though it's sunny, here comes the rain. Love I thought would last, slowly was dying, now it is gone, gone in the past. Now here I go again. Here comes the rain, I see it falling. Here comes the rain into my eyes. The sky I know is blue, darling, but now that I've lost you, isn't it funny, though it's sunny, here comes the rain. Ah, here comes the rain, I see it falling.
turns the rain into my eyes. The sky I know is blue, darling, but now that I've lost you, isn't it funny? Though it's sunny, here comes the rain.
Oh dear, not again. Such a pretty song. Spoiled by the weather, you see. Come in, mate. Emily Galoshes.
Now, Monitor Sports. Surfing has become mechanized. A report from Bill Rosenson, president of the Jet Board Corporation, and Monitor's Ron Pabuda.
Mr. Rosenson, what exactly is a jet board?
A jet board is a jet-powered surfboard. In other words, the jet board provides its own power and allows you to surf anywhere, anytime, as long as there's water.
What is the concept of this from a mechanical standpoint of view?
Well, what we have is a little water jet engine, a 6-horsepower job, that pulls water up and pushes it out the rear, uses no propeller, which means, therefore, it's absolutely safe. The concept is that we have a water-cooled engine that can generate 79 pounds of thrust. This is the equivalent, with a board of our size, which is 11 feet long, of 10 miles an hour in speed. Now, that speed is variable. You control it with a throttle, which you can use either with your hand or your leg if you're standing up.
This is the first time anything of this nature has been developed and will be available to the public. Is that correct?
Yes, actually, we've been working on this for about 4 years. And deliveries of the board will be started in approximately the 15th of May this year.
Now, let me ask you, if I'm riding on one of these jet boards and I'm chugging along at a nice 10 miles per hour, what happens if I fall off? This thing just keeps putting through the water. Is that correct?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. That's the most common question asked. And, of course, obviously there must be an answer. The answer is what we have is a safety switch. And it works very simply. You tie around your waist a little band, which is connected to a magnetic switch. If you fall off, this magnetic switch is pulled. This breaks the ignition circuit and stops the engine so that the board will never go more than 3 or 4 feet away from you. And one thing we didn't mention, which is important, we've tried to build this board so it's sufficiently light so one person can carry it. The board weighs 65 pounds, and one person, like myself or yourself, can carry the board. You can take two of these boards, put them on top of a small compact car so that you really have your own little marina with you in your own car. You can surf anywhere you want.
Mr. Rosenson, thank you very much for joining us, and the best of luck and success to you and your company and the jet board. For Monitor Sports, Ron Pabuda.
Just keep
ready for something great? Then look what Plymouth's up to now. This is Petula Clark with some great news about a grand event. The Great Plymouth Sail. A sail that's meant for you. What's so great about it? Well, your Plymouth dealer's featuring a lot of special cars. Not just one or two, but Valiant and Barracuda models, as well as Belvedere and Fury models. All specially equipped with special values on extras. Your Plymouth dealer's Great Plymouth Sail is happening now.
It's happening now. Happening now.
You see, when your Plymouth dealer has a sale, it isn't just good, it's great. Just look what Plymouth's up to now.
Plymouth's up to now.
Tony Mottola, you and only you. In Illinois, you can hear Monitor on WXCL Peoria. All the NBC stations get a word in here, then we'll be back. Morgan, time out.
Who are the now people? Well, next week they're O.C. Smith, Harvey Schmidt, and Tom Jones. And you. If you tune in now.
Morgan, this was a landmark week, not just one of your regular weeks. The Defense Department ordered an end to the classifying of published articles as secret. The memorandum followed the disclosure that the Navy had filed a newspaper article about a communications project in Milwaukee and marked it secret. Forward together, that's our secret motto, isn't it? Music, ain't? Lily the Pink by the Irish Rovers.
Of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it drove her to the bat.
Old Ebenezer, he thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compounds, and now he's Emperor of Rome. Stammer, he could hardly say a word, and so they gave him medicinal compounds, and now he's seen but never heard. Medicinal compound, and now he weighs only half a pound. Lily died and went up to heaven. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound. Hark the herald angels sing.
Listen, an expert never gets into a strange car and zooms off without taking time to check out the controls. They're not identically placed on all cars, and you should know how to turn on the headlights and the heater. Besides, you look like such a jerk when you reach for the radio and turn on the windshield wipers. Now this from State Farm.
This is Al Cap. For years now, my gravelly but strangely seductive voice has been coming out of your radio, extolling the virtues of your State Farm agent. I've told you that he's a nice guy, a friendly guy, that his service is fast, and that his company, State Farm Mutual, is so reliable that it's been the world's biggest automobile insurer for 27 years, and you've been saying nuts to you, Cap. Well, I'm going to let you try out a State Farm agent on a free trial basis. Go to your State Farm agent's office. See if he isn't friendly. See if he isn't fast. See if he isn't a nice guy. Do it. And I'm sure that the next time you hear my voice, you'll turn to your radio and say, "May the heavens smile on you, little Al Cap."
For your car, your home, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Monitor, survey on smoking in this country, overseas, and now in space. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington, tells us what the rules are there. In this report on the world of space.
To smoke or not to smoke has never been much of a question for the astronauts. Any space traveler who lighted a cigarette during a flight probably wouldn't come back. Living as they do in an atmosphere of pure oxygen, the tiniest spark could bring disaster. The astronaut knows that when he flies, he cannot smoke. One flight has continued for 14 days. Future flights to other planets or in an Earth-orbiting workshop could last for weeks or even months without a smoke. So from the beginning, the astronaut knows the time will come when he'll have to quit smoking. So it's not only by accident that most astronauts are not smokers. Of the 52 astronauts on the active status, 40 don't smoke. 8 smoke cigarettes, 2 are cigar smokers, and 2 smoke a pipe. None of them is what's considered a heavy smoker. Heavy smokers are not chosen to become astronauts, not only because they'll be flying in an oxygen atmosphere, but because the rigors of astronaut training would be impossible for one whose lungs weren't in good shape. As flight time approaches, any of the crew that smokes stops, just like that. The flight surgeons say it's willpower, fed by strong motivation. On recent flights, there's been no problem. No one in the crews of Gemini 12, Apollo 7, or Apollo 8 was a smoker. And none of the 3 who'll fly Apollo 9 in less than 2 weeks is a smoker. Even the non-smokers, by the way, reserve the right to take a drag on a cigar at the end of a successful flight. Hopefully for them and for the space program, they'll get to smoke 4 good cigars by the end of 1969. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare. Then your lips cling to mine. It's the top of a hill, and we gaze at the earth and the sky. I turn to you, and you melt in my arms. There we are, darling, only you and I. What a moment to share! It's wonderful, wonderful. This world is full of wondrous things, it's true, but they wouldn't have much meaning without you. Some quiet evenings I sit
by your side, and we're lost in a world of our own. I feel the glow of your unspoken love. I'm aware of the treasure that I own. And I say to myself, it's wonderful, wonderful. Oh, so wonderful, my love. Oh, so wonderful, my love. My love. My love.
Beverly Wright, wonderful, wonderful. Which I'm sure will be your reaction when I tell you that you're on the monitor beacon. The Four Freshmen with My Kind of Sunshine.
Ba, 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 ba. Sunshine is knocking into your eyes. Sunshine is having you by.
Smoking dropped 1.3 billion during 1968 compared to the preceding year. None of those cigarettes was non-smoked by me. In other words, I did not quit. So with others who also did not quit, I will listen now to Tips on How to Stop Smoking by the president of a group devoted to helping smokers quit, Smoke Watchers International.
Carry your cigarettes in a hard-to-get-at place. Either a different pocket, or before bedtime, put your cigarettes on top of a closet, in a mailbox, a locked drawer, refrigerator, freezer, put them in the trunk of your car, anywhere where it is difficult to get at. Change your brand. If you're smoking a filter now, switch to a non-filter. If you're smoking a non-filter, switch to a filtered brand. Read more. People usually do not associate smoking with reading. Reduce TV watching. Take long walks. This significantly reduces the smoking urge. Brush your teeth after every meal and snack, or use a mouthwash. Take up a program of exercises, stretches, calisthenics. This program can be very helpful in reducing weight, increasing general physical health, and reducing the smoking urge by providing an excellent outlet to work off irritations.
Or try taking cold showers and stay in the shower. Time out for music, then back to smoking.
Here's Connie Francis and the wedding cake.
Cause I'm tired from working round the house when day is done. Don't think you failed me, cause you can't afford that dishwasher to make my life more fun. You know the measure of a man is much more than just the money he can make. And every woman knows a lot of joy and tears come with the wedding cake. The wedding cake is not all icing and love and tender whispers in the dark. One slice is concern for all your dreams, pray they won't come true and break your heart. Another slice is feeding kids and wiping noses, crying when the doorbell rings and there are roses. Every woman knows a lot of give and take comes with the wedding cake. It's face and shadows of the future pray. Hugs and kisses when at last we see the dawn. So when the hands of time trace tiny lines upon our face and lace our hair with strands of gray, we'll laugh and say for all who will partake, it all comes with the wedding cake. Yes,
message here about the 1969 Planned Parenthood campaign. Today, in over 100 countries, Planned Parenthood is bringing help to people who need and want it. But to continue, it must have your help. Support Planned Parenthood.
Thank you.
Pumpkins and Little Green Apples. NBC News on the hour is next, then we'll carry on here. Morgan for Money.